This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, starting up on hour number two here. I'm Todd Kuhnen, filling in for Fred Penny, who is on assignment. Fred Penny, the busiest man I have ever met in person. The guy lobbies for 25 hours instead of 24 in a day. He'd like to add an eighth week and maybe a 58th day to the week and a 53rd week to the year. I don't know when he sleeps.
I think he's suing for that, isn't he? Actually petitioned the courts.
Yeah, the HOA won't let him
add
the extra day, and he can't charge his car. So, by the way, those are all references to the case or no case from the first hour. So if you want to get the joke, go ahead and listen to the first hour case or no case, which you'll be able to do, about Monday or Tuesday? That's when all of the radio law talks that we do, we then release as a podcast on, and they're on all the places that you can go find podcasts, Apple,
Spotify,
the whole ball of wax. Just type in Radio Law Talk, and you can find it there. And it's broken down by hour, first hour, second hour, third hour.
And it's free.
Yeah.
We need to go to the iHeart Radio Awards, right?
Oh, yeah, we should. Yeah, Fred.
Yeah,
Fred should be given. I mean, well, I really should. But anyway, no. I mean, Fred should be there and get the award for. In fact, Denise, I think you should go for bravest co-hostess.
I think so, too. Yeah. And I want to give a shout-out to my fans in El Dorado County. Thank you for the shout-out to me over the last week, and I appreciate it a lot. And I agree with you 100%.
Of course you would, Todd, don't you think?
Of course she would.
About what, Denise, specifically? Give us a brief phrase that really said, okay, you got it right. Yeah.
Just that I can hold my own with the guys.
Well, sure. That's why you're here, right?
Yeah, well, okay, look, I understand the compliment. But in all honesty, really, do you think me and Fred and Cal are really raising the bar that high?
Yeah.
Do you think we really present much of a challenge?
Point being, who's holding their own here? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, we're the ones that really have the bar that we have to try to surpass. And what you said, Denise, good heavens. I mean, you show up to the show, it's like,
uh-oh,
stealing candy from a baby, shooting fish in a barrel. So,
yeah, I almost said something I'm glad I didn't say.
Me too, because I know it was on your mind,
and
I'm glad you stepped over that. Well done. Thank you.
So, in the first hour, we talked about, we did case or no case, then we talked about the Gwyneth Paltrow case and the outcome of that. She achieved a verdict in her favor, a unanimous verdict in her favor. And now she was awarded attorney's fees, and we don't have the amount yet. That is a post-trial proceeding where the documents and bills and everything have to be submitted to the court, and the court has to decide what is reasonable. And so,
now, if you're this guy, this is a dumb question, I'm sorry, but if you're this guy, let's say they come back with a $500,000 bill, which they may do. I mean, they have hotels. That seems like it might be in the ballpark.
That's likely, actually.
How's he going to pay for that? He's a retired guy who claims he has brain damage, although he's traveled all over Europe. But how's he going to come up with that $500,000? Is he insured for that? Or how
you
does
need
that work?
You need to see, does he have assets? That's one of the first things. Because you go after his house, perhaps, or his rental property, perhaps, or
his office building, yeah.
You know, you can't. There are certain things you can't go after, like Social Security benefits.
Children.
Yeah. Well, you can have the ones that didn't testify well on my behalf. So,
okay, they're worthless. You can take them, Your Honor.
I mean, look, he was retired. We say this guy, he was a retired doctor.
Right.
He was an optometrist. And let's not forget where they were skiing. He was skiing at a Deer Valley ski resort in Park City, which is kind of an exclusive
Deer Valley
resort.
Under the sign that says, Deer Valley, this ain't cheap, don't ask. Right?
My guess is there are assets. And And hey, look, you know, that's what credit cards are for. So,
and he has to pay his own lawyer bills, right? I mean, his,
well,
hers and
that's,
his.
We don't know, because that could have been taken on a contingency.
Yeah,
oh, good point.
A personal injury action.
Right. So he might have to pay costs, but not necessarily attorney fees if it was taken on a contingency,
wow,
which often a lot of personal injury cases are taken on a contingency.
Yeah. Right, good point. Yeah, you don't pay if you don't win, right? That's what they say.
Correct.
Yeah, so we'll see how that turns out. I'm certain that we'll get a decision from the court in the next, you know, it took 7 years to get to trial, right? So we'll get a decision from the court by 2030, and we'll let you know.
But what are his heirs thinking? Dang it, there goes all of my inheritance money.
Well, they were the ones in line to get whatever he was going to get in the suit. So,
good point. They were,
you know,
they were risk takers with him, weren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they probably thought that every trip he took, you know. Oh, hey, where are you going? I'm going to go down to the Amazon. What'd that cost? Oh, well, there goes the wing on the house we were going to build.
Exactly.
This hour, we got another case or no case. Then we're going to get into an interesting case out of Maryland, a murder conviction that was covered. This case is what put the podcast, one podcast, on the map, because their pilot series of episode and subsequent series were about this case, and it has all the hallmarks of public interest, murder, intrigue, mystery, and resulted in the conviction. And now we're going to talk about what's happened post-conviction and where we stand. But we have case or no case, Cal.
Yeah, we do. And I think I can set you up on this. A lot of actors in the news.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
She, a well-to-do and famous actress and, like many, an inventor. As she decided the world needed a better diaper, so she came up with one. And that's where her trouble began. Once her redesigned diaper hit the market, some of her environmentalist buddies decided it was against the laws of nature because they claimed it was not biodegradable enough. Her friends said, okay, she's not that good a friend and she has money and maybe we can get some. So they went to their Friends of the Earth lawyer to see if they could stop this really practical invention from being mass produced, because they said it didn't fit current environmental rules and therefore must be stopped and the planet's damaged and we want money for it. And so they asked their lawyer if it was a case or no case. And by the way, an extra point on Double Point Saturday if you can name the actor or actress who invented the better diaper. Todd Kinnon, you're first. Go.
Well, I'm just going to say right off the bat that anybody who has had children that has had diapers, especially anybody who's had those little diaper genies that, you know, you put the diaper in, you put it in the diaper genie, you twist the thing so that it's sealed in plastic, and then you don't have to keep running the trash can until that diaper genie is full and stuff. Look, any parent knows that you almost feel like you need an environmental impact report every time you change that diaper genie.
Especially if you fed the child chili, as in the old...
Mr. Mom, you fed the baby chili? So
good.
Yeah, I mean, it is... boy, diapers are... Yikes. They can be... riper.
And disposable diapers have long been the target of environmentalists anyway, because of the amount of stuff they put in and the absorbent material. It doesn't break down like paper might. So.
And because of that, look, if the friends are looking to sue somebody, he or she might not have, and by the way, I think I know who this is. I probably don't, but I have a name in mind,
okay,
as to who I would pick, and I'll wait till Denise goes. But I'm going to say no case, because if they had a viable case against her, it's a case that they would have been able to bring against any of the disposable diaper companies and all of that. They didn't do it then. I don't know why there would be some case against her. So there might have been a lot of people upset in this scenario, but no case.
Okay, Denise, what do you think about this? We have a little bit of time, about 45 seconds. You can wait or you can give us your answer.
Well, I think that I'm going to tell you something. When I was a kid, I used to have to help diaper my younger siblings, and one time I just got so sick of trying to clean the dang thing out in the toilet that I just let it go down the toilet plug the drain.
Oh man!
And we had to have Roto-Rooter come out and save the
that
day.
Made your family happy, huh?
Yeah. So I know the pain of real diapers and the niceness of disposable diapers, believe it or not.
So you give us an answer after we take our break.
I will, because I have to think about it.
And be thinking about who it might have been that was this clever inventor, coming up next on Radio Law Talk after our first break of this hour. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
So when we went to the break in the middle of Case or No Case, I had already offered my opinion that it was a scenario but not a case, and the scenario is that a celebrity, actor or an actress, had invented, was an inventor, and had invented a new wonder diaper of some sort, and the question was whether or not others, including Hollywood buddies, took issue with the less than environmentally friendly nature of the diaper, and if they had filed a suit or pursued legal action against her. I said, against him or her.
Or to try to stop the product, anyway.
Was, yeah, and right. I said that it was probably a scenario, but not a case. I also believe I have a name in mind for who the celebrity is, but we had yet to get to Denise's answer.
So, Denise, case or no case? What say you?
Well, it's certainly something that could have come out of California.
Yeah.
You know, through the Sierra Club or whatever.
Sounds like a horror film. It came from California.
Exactly.
Smelling like day-old diapers.
In a disposable new bag.
And it's true that there's a time that the disposable diapers did not break down. They were not biodegradable.
Right.
And so we know that, but I don't remember there being an actual case about it. So I'm going to say that it's a scenario, but no case. They're just too convenient and too, you know, helpful that even if they were determined to not be environmentally friendly, I still think they would be used. And they were such an upgrade from those little liners that used to go in the inside of the old diapers,
oh,
right?
Yeah, what a mess those
are. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, and now do I need to actually say who I think it is?
Yes. And now, wait. If you don't want to say who it is, you can save yourself a point. If you're right about who it is, you get the double points for the actor. If you're wrong, we take 1 point off. You only get three. If you're right on the case or no case, you only get 3 points instead of four.
Okay, so I'm going to say no case. And I'm going to let Todd go first on the person.
Okay, Todd, who was the actor who invented this?
I am going with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, good one. That was good. Okay, Denise, what do you think about who it might have been?
For some reason, I was thinking Anita Bryant. I don't know why. That just came to my head.
Hmm.
Because we know that it wasn't, I know at least that they didn't have those type of diapers in 1972, 73.
Right.
But by 92, they did. So 20-year gap. I thought the one, isn't Anita Bryant the one that used to be with the orange juice?
Yes.
And I'm just going to say her.
Okay, very well. Well,
all right, Cal, lay it on
us. Here's the answer to the question. Those of you who said no case, well, congratulations to you. Jamie Lee Curtis did not give up after letting the patent lapse on her first diaper invention because of the political pressure. She came up with another invention, a diaper that had a plastic bag in a pocket on the front to make it more disposable. So the answer is Jamie Lee Curtis and no case. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case for this hour. Congratulations to you winners. You both got the actor wrong, so 3 points for each of you on case or no case.
Oh, 3 points. I thought 4 points, and we would have got an extra.
No, but we subtracted a point because we...
Yeah, you got, didn't get
oh,
the actor
okay,
right.
So
and next hour, let's see, what do we have next time for you? Back in the 1960s, the story of the Rambler economy car that wasn't all of that economical. Oh, somebody has birthday balloons for you, Denise. Happy birthday to you.
I know it. I see him out there. He's like,
how
come?
Nice. Oh, how sweet.
He doesn't know which place it is.
Well, don't make fun of him.
Well, our studio, we don't disclose where it is, folks.
You're right. We don't. So anyway, happy birthday, Denise. Congratulations
well, thank you.
To you. That's wonderful. Yay. All right. We got a couple of minutes left, guys. What else is going on?
You know, Jamie Lee Curtis also, I think, has written at least one children's book.
Yep.
She's an author. And didn't she win an Academy Award this year?
Yes.
She did, and
yes.
Really, really well done.
And she
I'm
was
really
in
excited
she
for
was
her.
In a supermarket in our area of the world in Northern California in Paradise because she was going to make a movie about the fire, and my nephew, the dentist there, heard her talking and said, "I know that voice," and turned around. She was asking the baker for a cake. So. And there it was.
Good for her.
That's our Jamie Lee Curtis stories for today.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
And so she finally made it so that it's biodegradable now, huh?
Yep, and also it comes with a little pouch and a little baggie in the front, so you can just put them in right there. You don't have to worry about carrying the bags separately. They're attached to the diaper.
You know, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything's biodegradable if you give it enough time.
Except the pyramids. Well, even them, maybe.
Well, you know, they used to have an hour recovery. It's only, you know.
Good point.
Okay. So way, way back in 1999, tragic case of an 18-year-old that was kidnapped in Maryland. Her name was Haemin Lee. Kidnapped, and her former boyfriend, Adnan Syed, was ultimately charged with and convicted of her murder. And he received a life sentence plus 30 years. I'm not quite certain how you do that, but...
Cuts down on parole possibilities, I think, was the point behind that.
Yes, or as I think it was Richard Pryor would say in a very old comedy sketch, that means if you die and come back, you got to go to the penitentiary. Yeah, forget kindergarten. We know what you did the last time you were here. And so, anyway, he was convicted, and then the appeals process started. And the first area of appeal that was ultimately denied was ineffective assistance of counsel, and whether or not information about an alibi witness had been turned over, and it went that way. And by 2010, 2011, that had all been exhausted, and then a podcast did a real in-depth look at it, which caused people to look at it again, and that helped out his case. When we come back, we'll talk about how it helped out his case, what happened after that. It's been a roller coaster ride for everybody, and where we stand right now as of last week.
As Todd said, Radio Law Talk is really just underway. We're about at the halfway mark of this broadcast for today. And we hope you'll stay tuned all the way to the bitter end, because there's lots of good stuff coming your way. And think about it. What did you pay to get in? Nothing. So stay tuned as the show continues. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cutting shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
USA News Update. At least 11 people are dead after tornadoes ravaged parts of the South and Midwest. Frank Scott Jr. is mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, where three of those deaths were reported.
We've all experienced a devastating tornado, which has created a state of emergency for the city of Little Rock. Central Arkansas, and the entire state.
Tornadoes touch down in Arkansas, Indiana, and Illinois. Heavy security will be in place for former President Trump's New York indictment on Tuesday. After flying into New York Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse in Manhattan Tuesday to turn himself in. He will not be handcuffed, but taken to a 15th-floor courtroom to be fingerprinted and processed. Pope Francis is back home after being hospitalized for 3 days, recovering from bronchitis. Francis said he will deliver the Angelus Prayer on Palm Sunday from St. Peter's Square. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the best show ever. I mean at this time.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So we're back. We went into the break. We were talking about this case that Adnan Syed and his murder conviction. And going into the break, we talked about how there was a series of appeals in the early to mid-2000s after his year 2000 conviction. And they focused on the usual ineffective assistance of counsel, which almost all appeals somehow end up going that route. But one of the things that they said the counsel did was that he didn't, counsel did not pursue any of a potential alibi witness that would have said, look, at the time this witness said this, I was actually with Syed at a different location, and you know, the courts ultimately found that even if that was true, that wasn't an alibi for the time we think the murder was committed. That was an alibi for when somebody said he saw him somewhere else with the body, but that doesn't go back to the actual time of the crime, and the other evidence the court felt was so overwhelming and compelling that it wouldn't have changed the outcome, and so the appeals were denied. But along around 2014, you have this podcast called Serial that really looked into this case and raised a bunch of issues, and ultimately that got the prosecutor's office in Maryland to take a look at this and to look into it. And they determined, the prosecutor's office determined, that there was what's called Brady material. That is evidence that is exculpatory, tends to show that somebody is not guilty. And this included at least two other suspects that also would have had motive based upon statements those suspects had made that the prosecution at the time of the trial knew about and never turned over to the defense. And as a result of all of that, the prosecution, almost in a joint motion with the defense, petition the court to vacate the conviction. And that was supposed to have occurred, and it was set for a hearing, I think, back in September of last year. And the court granted the motion to vacate the conviction. Now, when the motion to vacate the conviction is granted, then it goes back. It's up to the prosecutors to decide whether or not they want to retry the case, because all you have now is the conviction has been vacated. And here's something you need to keep in mind. I think almost all states have this. I know California does and Maryland does, obviously. There are laws that protect what's called victims' rights. Victims have rights in cases. The rights, and in this case, you know, there's the murder victim, but victim is defined as the individual is the direct victim, but also all of their immediate family members are victims, brothers, sisters, parents. And the victims have rights, and among these rights are the rights to be notified of hearings, to be notified of proceedings, the right to, in some instances when it comes to sentencing, to have a say. They can make a victim impact statement. The state of California, they've got a right to demand to be consulted by the prosecutor in terms of what charges are brought, what offers are made, whether they can give thumbs up or thumbs down on that. Now, the victim, they don't control whether or not it happens.
They don't ultimately make that decision. They have input.
But they have the right to have input.
Yeah.
And in this case here, when the motion was coming about to vacate the conviction, I think the motion was heard, I want to say it's like September 20th. The first, and it was a motion that had been considered for up to a year. And the first time the victim was notified that the motion was going to be heard on the 20th, was, and that was a Monday, was in the afternoon of the Friday before. Got a call from the district attorney. Hey, this is what we're doing. This is the basis of the motion. Do you want to be here? By the way, motion to be heard in Maryland. Victim lives in Southern California. The victim's family. Yeah, so next Monday, we're going to have this hearing. If you want a Zoom link, we'll send you one. If you want to watch it, well, the victim quickly got on the horn with an attorney who made an appearance in court, and even the judge during the listening to the attorney voice opposition to this motion said, well, you know, the law only says that the victim needs to be noticed. It doesn't say how much time notice needs to be given. It's all these technical arguments, right? And finally they go ahead and they say, all right, the victim's going to go ahead and make an appearance. Let's postpone this until the afternoon, or no, we'll give you 30 minutes to get the victim on Zoom. Victim, by the way, is the brother of the deceased. Be on Zoom. One of the victims. But the one who's speaking on behalf of them. Right. So gets on Zoom, makes the decision, or makes the plea, if you will, about why this should not occur. And at some point in time during this hearing, the judge, prosecution, the defense go back into chambers, have a discussion. They don't really know what's about. But then the judge comes back out and says, based upon the motion, I'm going to go ahead and grant. You know, says how sorry they are to the victim, but doesn't give the reasons why. Doesn't talk about, say, what was discussed back in chambers or anything like that. Just says, I'm going to grant the motion to vacate. So then afterwards, the victim files a motion to appeal this decision to the appellate court, and 2 days before the response on this appeal was due from the prosecution, the defense, and everybody in response to the victim's motion, prosecution goes in. Mind you, at this point, all that's happened is that it's been vacated. The conviction's been vacated. Prosecution goes in and files a motion to dismiss the case, and then makes the argument to the appellate court, hey, the case has been dismissed, so the victim's appeal is moot. There is no case anymore because we have the right to dismiss it. Now, do you see how procedurally somebody might think they're getting the shaft if you're the victim in all of this?
I can see how people hearing that would think. The courts believe that people exist for their convenience and not for the people served. I can see where people would feel that immediately upon hearing this.
Well, the appellate court ruled this week on the victim's motion to set aside the dismissal of this, to overrule the set aside of the conviction. And the appellate court in Maryland said, yeah, thanks for playing prosecution, lower court, and defense, but nice first, point. It's not moot. Second, the victim does have rights. They should have been afforded more time.
Right.
And third, the law requires you to put on the record the reasons why you're dismissing. None of us go back in chambers and do this stuff.
Right?
Sneaky stuff that it appears. And the appellate court reinstated the murder conviction against Saeed.
Pending whatever step is next, obviously,
well,
right?
Reinstated it with giving it 60 days for it to go in effect, allowing, so he doesn't have to go back into custody necessarily, but allows them to file. Now, ultimately, I think that the reasons given for dismissing the case and setting aside the, I think those are valid reasons for setting aside the conviction.
Okay.
But follow the procedure. Follow the procedure for crying out loud.
Don't wave a dismissive hand at the victim. That's, I guess, what I'm thinking when I heard that. I thought, what? Come on.
And you know the guy's not going to go back into custody. He's out of custody right now. So it's not like, I mean, it would have been so easy for them to say, you know what, you're right. Let's go ahead and put this off for a week so we can hear it. It's not like the guy's going to remain in custody for, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and, I agree. I think that. And I don't understand even their motive.
Oh, somebody had plans. Somebody had a vacation in Europe they already booked. I mean, it sounds to me like something like that, that they had something going on outside the court.
That could very well be, because the interesting thing about this is that the Baltimore City's attorney, we've had a discussion about recently. She's the one, her name is Mosby, and she is the one whose defense team, her lawyers have all quit, and they've been allowed to quit and get out of her case. She has a criminal case coming up against her for fraud. And it's kind of interesting because she's in the news here, and she's the one that actually brought and signed the documents to bring the motion to vacate his murder conviction.
Yeah,
something doesn't smell right to me.
Yeah.
I don't think that the prosecution wants the full ramifications of what happened and what the prosecutors didn't do to get out there.
So we're going to address that for a little bit when we get back, because I can understand a little bit why they might not have won some things to get out. But when we come back, we'll wrap up with that, and then we'll move on and give you a quick update in the Murdaugh case really quick and just let you know what's happening there. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you soon.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show me the money. Can we stop now?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we went into the break. We were talking about the procedural hurdles and how it felt like procedure at the trial court level was taking precedent over the rights of the victims. The victim in the case and how the appellate court came in and essentially said, yeah, the trial court went about the wrong procedure. You needed to include more in your reasons for vacating the conviction of Adnan Syed, and you need to afford the victim more time to prepare for a hearing and to make a statement and to do what they wanted to do. I really feel for the victims. I mean, the victim in his statement, this is the brother of the deceased. He said, look, I mean, my sister died in 1999. The conviction happened in 2000. And here we are 23 years later, and the same entity that we thought was on our side working with us to achieve a conviction is now turned their backs on us and is helping the person we believe is responsible for this get out of custody and no longer face any responsibility for this. And
good
have the,
point. Great point.
And we feel tough. Now, the flip side to that is, if it was truly a wrongful conviction and somebody else did it, you know, well, then Saeed's sitting there saying, look, I feel for your need to have closure, but you're getting closure by convicting the wrong person. And so I feel for that, too. And this raises this question. And it often happens. You have competing rights, people who have competing rights. So where do the due process rights of the accused, to what extent do they give way to the rights of the victim in a case? Because note that the constitutional rights under the U.S. Constitution, the right to counsel, the right to remain silent, the right to be free from search and seizure, the right to a jury trial, a fair trial. Those are all rights afforded the accused, people that the government is going after, right? The people, their rights from governmental power of the accused. Nowhere in there are the rights of the victims enumerated because the government's not going after the victim. The victim doesn't necessarily need protection from the government as far as the accused. The government's not trying to take away their liberty. They're not trying to do this. That's not to say that there's not some harm and bad feelings and stuff on the part of the victims that they're feeling, but it's not governmental action that's depriving them of things that the Constitution says require due process before you can be deprived of it.
But the protection is in the process, is it not? If there are competing rights, then you get the process and you go through the process. That's where the protection for everybody comes, is by everybody following the steps and saying, we don't like this, we don't like that, but it's a level field and a fair process, and
right.
That's where the protection lies.
Right, and the victim in this case has the right to notice and the opportunity to be able to respond. And I think that is inherent in the due process argument. So I see that there's due process in the Constitution that protects the accused, or at least gives them rights. But inherent in that same due process is the rights of the victim to the same process. They have a right to know when that process is supposed to happen, and they have a right to be able to respond and be involved in that process.
Now, the issue of competition that I see here is the rights we're talking about with regard to the accused are all rights that arise under the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
The rights of the victim in this particular case are victims' rights that arise under state law. So it's the difference between state law and constitutional law, state versus what the Constitution provides. I read the state law that outlines what the victim's rights are, and the last section I thought was very interesting, because the last section reads first, government's failure to adhere to any of these does not give right to an aggrieved victim to a civil cause of action. So if the state doesn't adhere to any of this, the victim can't come back and sue you for, negligent infliction of emotional distress because this wasn't adhered to. And then it says these rights also do not give rise to the victim does not, based upon this, have the right to stay any criminal proceeding, criminal justice proceeding. So the question here is, when the victim is filing these motions and arguing to the appellate court that, look, this judicial determination needs to be set aside and turned over, the very right that you're citing, the very sections that you're citing that give you the right to be heard and to what you say
notice.
They
give the victim the right.
They give the victim the right. Mm-hmm. Also include in there that you are not given the right to seek a stay of a judicial proceeding.
But I argue
which they
that
granted them.
I don't believe that. I don't agree with you. It was not a stay that was requested. It was a reinstatement of the conviction pending the motion to set aside that conviction. So I don't see that as a stay. It may have an effect of staying the decision of the trial court, but it's not, in effect, a stay. It is a reinstatement, and now there's going to be another hearing, and that victim will be there. So I think that that word stay, it has a specific meaning under the law, and that even though the application in this case may look like a stay, I don't think actually it's a stay. It's just a reinstatement until pending that motion.
I think that the...
Good point, Denise.
I think the way I read it was because they put it, and they juxtaposed it to giving a rise to a civil cause of action. I read that as you don't have the right to file motions either civilly or criminally to try to stop the proceedings. You're entitled to stuff, but we're not going to slow down the process and the due process rights of a defendant because now you want to be heard on motions that can actually delay the process. Because we do have due process rights, rights to speedy trials. And I was incorrect. I was incorrect earlier. Saeed was in custody while this was being considered. So if your intention is to ultimately dismiss the case, every day that is delayed is another day that he is in custody for what you as the prosecution are thinking is something that he didn't do.
But what if the prosecution is doing this to cover up their alleged egregious sins of not providing information to their defense?
That's what I think is going on. That's why they want to get it dismissed so quick and get him out of jail, is because he has a right to sue civilly. And every day that he's incarcerated is another dollar.
State liability. Yeah, right.
Now on that issue.
Potential.
City liability, too.
On that issue, first, the prosecutors that were responsible for evidence that was not turned over, they're not with the prosecution in terms of setting aside. I mean, that was...
So they're long gone.
Well, we're talking about a trial that happened 23 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, they weren't individually involved.
So they weren't involved in this. But I don't think it's so much as an issue of trying to hide. I mean, they've been pretty forthcoming with the reasons. It's out, the reasons why they want to dismiss this, because of exculpatory evidence and stuff like that. But there may be others, because remember, if Saeed didn't do it, then there's somebody out there who did. And there's no statute of limitations on a murder charge. And they may, I don't know, but they may wanted to do an in-camera hearing to say, Judge, if we put too much of this stuff out there, and we're still investigating, we're tipping, I mean, this is a cold case, but we're tipping off somebody that we may be wanting to go after because we think it's them and not him. And if we give too much information in this motion, that's going to backfire, and it's going to hamper and impair our investigation. And, you know, when victims' rights laws, I was telling Denise about this, when it was passed here, and we're going to have to wrap this up, in the state of California back in 2008, 2009, I was a prosecutor at the time, and we really wrestled with, you know...
Where does one rights end and another begin, right?
Yeah, because the victim under the law had the right to prevent the disclosure of medical and psychological and even contact information to the defense. Well, that kind of hinders us as a prosecutor and affects the ability to convict, because if I don't turn some stuff over, I can't use it in trial. And what if there's exculpatory information in a psychological or medical record, and I've got to turn it over? Now the judge is going to say I can't use it. They since worked that stuff out, but that's where the rights of one are competing with the other. And I think that we have discussed that about as much as we can. We're through 2 hours, folks. Come back next hour. We're changing gears. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Interesting topic nonetheless. And more Radio Law Talk, as Todd said, is coming right up in just a little bit right here on this great radio station. Time for the top of the hour break. And then when we come back, I have another full hour of Radio Law Talk all waiting for you on this great radio station and free at RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.